And now on with some more news items and a dose of local arts-related items as we hear about the new Rembrandt exhibition at the Castle Museum, of the winners of the newspaper's painting competition, and an article about new artworks. As a contrast, we also have three dips into this week's Science Festival. Out of the archives and into the spotlight, a little-known collection of works by a master artist, Rembrandt, is set to take centre stage at the latest exhibition at Norwich Castle. Rembrandt, Lightening the Darkness, features prints, drawings and paintings by the famous 17th century Dutch painter. At the heart of the show is a rarely seen but significant group of etchings held in the archives of Norwich Castle Museum and Art Gallery. It's the fourth largest collection of Rembrandt etchings in the country, but it is the least known until now. They haven't been seen as a group on display for the last 30 years, said Dr. Francesca Vank, joint curator of the exhibition, along with Dr. Giorgia Bottinelli. They are works on paper, so obviously they're very fragile and light susceptible, and so you can only ever display them for a limited time. They are all available online to look at, but the actual objects themselves, they can't be exposed to light too often. The impressive art collection, which Dr. Vank described as one of the most important and beautiful at the castle, was bequeathed to the museum in 1951. The etchings were given to us by Percy Moore Turner. He was an art dealer in London, but he lived in Norfolk for part of his life. 80 of the 93 etchings featured in the show and detail artworks, display scenes and walks from the 17th century life.
Artist Eloise O'Hare steamed into first place in this year's Paint Out Norwich competition with a colourful artwork inspired by train tracks at Norwich Railway Station. Keeping Track of Time was the name of the watercolour and ink painting, and during the Paint Out festivities, Ms. O'Hare also impressed with another picture of football fans, including Ed Balls and Delia Smith, heading to Carrow Road to watch the Norwich City versus Hull City football match. Ms. O'Hare was one of about 30 artists taking part in this year's Paint Out Norwich. Across 3 days, they created more than 200 works inspired by our fine city, and the competition's winners were announced at an event at Norwich Cathedral's hostry. James Coleman, Paint Out Norwich founder, said, 2017 has been our most exciting year yet, not only in terms of the quality produced, but its diversity. And I have been blown away by the enthusiasm of the artists taking part. They get 3 days of intensive art experience in a competitive environment, leaving as better artists and with friends for life. And Norwich gains a living record of 3 days in October. All the paintings can be seen at the free Paint Out Norwich exhibition at the Norwich Cathedral Hostry until October the 28th.
From a unique sculpture celebrating Sir Thomas Browne in Norwich's Hay Hill to the eclectic mix of outdoor art around the University of East Anglia campus, taking art out of the gallery and into public spaces can brighten up our lives. Now a project is asking people to suggest places where they would like to see new creative works. Called New Geographies, the project is looking for 10 overlooked or unexpected places across the East to inspire site-specific works of art. A vast array of different places have already been highlighted, with Norfolk suggestions including the scenic railway roller coaster at Great Yarmouth's Pleasure Beach, Baconsthorpe Castle, Haysborough Beach and Norwich Research Park. Suffolk nominations include Ness Point in Lowestoft and the Electric Picture Palace in Southwold. Harriet Loeffler, curator of the modern and contemporary art at Norwich's Castle Museum and Art Gallery, one of the organisations involved, said, "It's very much about finding new ways of exploring the region. It's a great opportunity for people to get involved, and every time somebody nominates a place, it is put on the interactive map on the New Geographies website. it is interesting to see what people have suggested. We've had more than 100 nominations across East Anglia so far, which is amazing. We are looking for places that are overlooked or unexplored, places off the beaten track that people may not often think about. 10 of the places nominated by the public will be picked to be the focus of art commissions, which will be created by the UK and international artists during 2018 and 2019.
Rockets whizzed up into the air and mechanical creations whirred as the county's smallest scientists took part in an exploration of physics in Norwich. Part of Norwich Science Festival, youngsters took part in hands-on experiments and mind-boggling tasks at the forum. It revealed how physics shapes the world around us, from heat, light, sound and electricity, through to mechanics, magnetism and the structure of atoms. The Samuel family travelled from Lakenheath in Suffolk to take part in the day. And 13-year-old Harriet and 9-year-old Edward had already picked what they wanted to see by circling events in the brochure at home. The Physics Day was organised in part by the Institute of Physics. Esther Mander from the Institute said, "We are really keen on getting families involved in physics and getting them involved at every level. So we've put on some really exciting activities that all age groups can get involved with. It allows families to come together and learn about science."
The forum was filled with junior detectives investigating a crime scene at Norwich Science Festival. As part of the Biology Day, the British Science Association recruited dozens of crime scene investigators in a fun-filled day of learning. Participants, clad in lab coats, performed a series of experiments, including DNA extraction, scientific fingerprint study, and analysis of mysterious chemicals through chromatography. The study of DNA was brought to life in an interactive and visual workshop hosted by the Little Storytelling Company. The children were tasked with working out whether or not their grandfather might be a war hero, scrutinising letters, lockets and photos, and learning how DNA can be obtained and used to answer questions about the past. In the Explorium, Biology Day sponsors, BestPack, offered a range of information activities for the public. Visitors had the opportunity to create their own plant DNA sequences and learn about the biology behind every medical gadget, such as inhalers. There was also the chance to study skeletons and X-ray machines and hearing in different species. Meanwhile, at Norwich Cathedral, television astronomer and author Mark Thompson entertained crowds with his spectacular science show.
Youngsters and parents went on a prehistoric adventure as they encountered some of the planet's deadliest dinosaurs. Ben Garrod, evolutionary biologist and television presenter, has been in Norwich this week to perform his So You Think You Know Dinosaurs stage show. The shows, which took place recently, were staged at Norwich Playhouse as part of the Norwich Science Festival. Using film footage from the BBC's Planet Dinosaur, the interactive show pits the knowledge of children against their parents. Mr. Garrod, who was born and raised in Great Yarmouth, has presented television shows, including Attenborough and the Giant Dinosaur, with David Attenborough, and Secrets of Bones. The Science Festival, which this year includes more than 125 events, continues until Sunday, October the 29th.
Now for our first feature. Coleman's is in the news for current commercial reasons, but 160 years ago they were in the news for a different reason, as they pioneered education about 20 years before the state system began in Norfolk, when they opened the Carrow School for Children of their employees. Derek James's article is read by Sarah Houghton.